ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Oh, look it. It looks just like a little cassette.
It's so cute.
It totally looks like a cassette.
And look, it even has like the holes like where you would hear the sound.
All right, so this really...
Oh, okay. It's,
yeah, all right. We're trying this. We're trying to be like Sandra Sanchez, right? Doesn't she record when she's working? Like she records on her phone? Well, we're just...
But we're not working.
We're not working, and we don't know what we're doing, and we don't know if this is going to work, so... I think that's a pretty cool disclaimer.
And welcome.
Yeah, and welcome to the Lesbian Lounge.
With Denise and Donna. On mylesbianradio.com. And here we are at the Muffin House 3.
I am the third Muffin House.
This is the third house. You want to pull the table close?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay,
let's put that there. The third house of Muffin.
All right, you explain where we are. I need a Kleenex because... We'll tell you for why in a minute.
they might know. So Denise is in town, and unexpectedly, and for a little bit extra, a little bit bonus time. I have real tissues. Do you want a real tissue?
No, sorry. That was just...
They have lotion.
Denise is in town, and actually this is her last night. And she's leaving us
back to England tomorrow.
Back to jolly old England. And we are in Deb and my house that we moved into in January. And it's
which is lovely.
Super cool, fabulous, kind of funky.
It is. I tell everybody that.
Tell me, what do you say?
I say that the house genuinely reflects how deeply quirky you are. Like, if there was a house that like, this house reflects the genuine quirkiness of your personality.
But it doesn't go so far that Deb doesn't belong here.
Oh, no, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is. So...
It's got the butchy wood motif and all that kind of stuff, so that's
so
good.
Funny. But we love it, and it's ours, and it's very much home.
So, yeah, that worked out well.
This is for Collins.
Yeah.
And
there were a few of you that requested
and JJ,
a podcast.
Put one picture of us.
Dawn Line. I saw that, yeah.
Yep. Throw one picture of us together up on the interwebs, and here we are.
Yeah.
In demand.
We felt such pressure that we're
seriously
fucking around with this phone thing trying. This is, if it doesn't work, we're sorry, but we legitimately tried.
If it doesn't work, you're not hearing this, so no problem. But, you know, it's like 2 hours past my bedtime, and... You
know. I know, we're going to make it super quick, but...
No, I mean, this is the sacrifice.
Right.
This is the sacrifice.
Right, but I wanted to personally thank everyone.
We totally appreciate the fact that you care enough to still want to hear from us.
Exactly.
But you go on now.
I want to thank everybody for
this is a serious moment.
Who sent me messages because... they learned about Aunt Joanne's passing, and you guys remember how she would come in the chat room. She would bring us food. Everybody knew
she was
how we needed to return the containers right away. Legendary for her meatballs.
She was as much a part of the show as any of our bits and any of our guests.
Yeah,
and the outpouring, literally the outpouring of love.
Yeah, I got Viber messages. I got Facebook messages.
Beautiful.
It was
very,
very
nice.
Lovely.
After all these years, we appreciate this.
Yeah, yeah, it was rough. It wasn't sudden. It was, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like I've been preparing for this for so long, but nothing really prepares you for it when it happens. But
it wasn't sudden, but it was quick.
It was a fast spiral, completely
on her terms.
Yeah,
which was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like I said, going back to Niagara Falls was seriously like bittersweet. I think Shaney said it was enchanting, you know,
aww,
like to be around the family again. And it's true. It's just like anybody that knows my family knows how much fun they are. And to be in it for this reason, you know, was super sad. But I got to tell you, like, we had some laughs. in that house.
It sounded.
My Aunt Joanne has not updated or made a change in her house in 65 years. Right. So
65.
About 65 years, Jeez. I'm going to say. Okay. But the best part was is that everybody took a room, you know, that they had to clear out. And we weren't trying to get everything done right away. We just wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything important. So we were trying to go through closets and drawers and that kind of stuff. First of all, 20, I think, or 15 black lawn hefty sacks. Ugh. 15 of them full of food. And
explain the food a little bit differently, Jen. Tell everybody the appliances.
3 refrigerators.
Yeah.
2 freezers. And they had filled 15 bags of food.
That's insane.
Out. They had to clear out the refrigerator. So it was the first thing I saw when I pulled in the driveway. We're like 15 bags in the driveway. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what are they throwing out already? But it was dated like 2015, yeah. 2013. Like, they had to get rid of it.
There were meatballs, Jen.
I don't know. Greg said he would have found them if there was. he did a thorough search. But, we were just going through things, and everybody would pop their head out of the doorway of whatever room they were working on and just go, oh, my God, remember this? And hold something up because it's been there forever. So it was, like, that kind of, like, fun, giggly, laughing stuff mixed in with, you know, a boatload of tears, obviously. I don't think I have been, like, cried that kind of blubber, snot, baby cry in a really long time.
Ongoing.
I mean, nonstop. Ridiculous. I thought that I thought that the wake was going to be the hardest part, like, seeing her in a coffin and I thought that was going to be the hardest part. The next day, though, because she was in the military, when they did the military honors and they played Taps and folded that flag, was a melting pile of blubber snot.
Straight out of, like, you know, like movies and, and stuff. That's heavy shit.
And the worst part was here I was, like, thinking I would be so strong for my cousin, who was an only child. And we, you know, grew up like sisters.
You guys know Cousin Linda. We talk about it all the time. And it's
but the thing is like, I turned to her in that moment, and I was such a mess. And I just said to her, I'm so glad that I could be here to be your rock for you. And at the same time, she went, and you're doing fantastic. Like, we were just such a mess. It was horrible.
But I have to say, Din, and for you guys to know that once she got back here to South Florida, she spent a good long week being with family, lots and lots and lots and lots of family, lots and lots of family, that once she got back here and was here hanging out with us alone, it was really a beautiful thing to hear so many wonderful stories about the love and support that this family does have for each other and the experience of everybody being all in one place at all at one time.
Yeah,
all the stories of when you were a kid like came into refocus for me because just the enormity of how much family literally lives on one street and and maybe just another block away. So
yeah, exactly. But the thing was is like I said I can't one of the things that you know, everybody knows is that, like, if you know of Aunt Joanne, and even just through listening, you have a story. Like, you just have a story. And it doesn't matter your age. Like, while I was home, my cousin's son, who's 10, who lived one house away, said to me, you know, I'm going to miss Joanne. And I said, oh, Carter, I know, buddy, we're all going to miss her. And he said, you know, when I was little, like, I used to think that she was the only person in the world that had peanut butter pretzels. I didn't know that you could buy them at the store.
Oh, my God.
Like, so he had his own little story. And I was like, it's okay, Carter. Up until I was 14, she had me believe in an invisible man open and close the garage door.
Until you were 14?
I was just about 14. Seriously.
14?
Seriously. Yeah, 14. Honestly. So she just had a way of making every kid feel like they were the most special.
That is so cute until you were 14?
I don't know. Close. I'm just throwing that out there. But she would. She just had a way of making kids feel so special. Like they were the only ones
just,
in the room.
But not just family. Because
right.
even now, 30 years later or whatever, 28 years later, whatever it is, even that many years later, the school friends of yours that
I know, my high school friends came to the funeral.
These are people that knew Joanne, not just that they were that she was Denise's aunt.
No, they
Joanne
spent time.
Was the house. Joanne was the house that all the kids went to. Yeah. Joanne was the parent that did all the chaperoning and the hosting and babysitting. Everybody used and everybody her car came for prom. Over and everybody went to the pool.
Yeah, everyone used the Oldsmobile 88. How many
years? So 30 years later.
Yep.
From when you left there.
Yeah, because I was like 17 when I left, but like my mother was here opening a restaurant in Florida, so I was like 14, 15, 16. She was back and forth from Florida to Niagara Falls, so I spent a lot of time with Aunt Joanne. And we found a diary that documented everything that was going on.
Holy crap.
Quite funny. I may do a podcast. Why don't you do like that? Pages from Aunt Joanne.
You have to do that.
Because they're so funny.
You have to do like a video podcast. You have to put pictures up on the Facebook.
I should. It was really a couple of days. Really, and that was the thing. I was stressing because, you know, my cousin Linda said, you know, anything you want, take it from the house. Anything you want. So I will not say no. Unless, of course, it's something I want.
Of course.
But, so I couldn't find my thing. Like, I just couldn't find my thing, and I was starting to get really stressed out.
Tell them what the book is, though. Tell them what the notebook is.
But then I found this Hello Kitty diary.
This tiny little Hello Kitty pink notebook.
From 1985, and it just documents what was going on every on the streets day. Pretty much every day while my mom was in Florida. And it is so fucking funny. It's just so funny.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. So that was my thing. Like, I got to keep the diary, and I was, like, super happy about that. And a few little things, and...
You have to share some of those pages, really.
Yeah, I know. Kidding. They're so funny.
Her little commentary and her editorial notes.
Yeah. Really the pictures hilarious. That she... I don't think she knew that Hello Kitty wasn't supposed to have a face, so she would actually put an expression...
I love it.
That went with the diary entry of the day, which was really funny.
How funny, though, to have that Hello Kitty
Yeah,
thing
but, you know, here's the thing, too, years. That I learned, is that not only did she make every little kid feel special... And every grown-up has a story, be it funny or disastrous, whatever. But, like, one of the things I realize is the impact that she had on so many people. Like, so many people. Same. Young, old, near, far, Florida, New York. It didn't even... I mean, like, I went to visit Upstairs Lisa. Condo, Upstairs Lisa. They upstairs from the studio, right?
You guys know who she is, Upstairs Lisa.
She told me that Megan was so devastated that she made Lisa have to... And it was still there. I saw it today at the new house. A picture of Aunt Joanne on the refrigerator.
Aww.
And then one in Megan's room.
No. Yeah.
Like she has to have Aunt Joanne gave her an Easter basket or something one year.
Yeah.
This year she had to pull out that Easter basket.
Every year. And she gave her one every year.
Yeah. Like she just, but I don't know if this, there was something about this one, but it's just amazing. Like, Lisa just kept saying Megan adored her. She just adored her.
That crotchety old thing with the voice that sounded like a three-pack like, a day.
Honestly, we said to you know what? For a cranky old bitch, everybody loved her.
Exactly.
And that's not easy to pull off.
No, but she...
That's what Kara said. Like, how many people could you say that about? You can't tag that on the end of that cranky old bitch. You know what I mean? But with Joanne, you can say that cranky old bitch that everyone loved.
Everybody loved
Because
her.
She was. Like, she was a little strange. And, I mean, she... She filled our heads with bullshit.
She had the heart of a... She had the heart of a... What? Of a what? Of a giver. She was the heart of a giver, didn't?
Yeah, the Corleone. She had the Corleone thing, like, running through her, and
so
honestly...
So, that was crazy week for you,
It was rough. It was hard, but... I came back. I spent a couple extra days that I wasn't really planning to, but I just wanted to make sure my mom was settled because it's going to be rough on her.
Yep.
And then my mother is going to be visiting me in 2 weeks.
Well, wait. There's a bonus, as always happens when you're in town, even if it's for an extra day. We always get that bonus visit from the J-Ro.
From J-Ro rolling into town, you know, once again in a brand new truck.
She's like
bigger than a mountain.
5 hours away from here, and
yep, she always comes.
405 hours away from England, but here she is.
Yeah,
coming down.
So fun.
Which was really wonderful because it was really nice to spend a little time with her. At least I get a catch up.
Yeah,
we get a face to face catch up with her.
Yep.
Producer Vic joined us for a quick meal while poor Deb was working.
And then we did a little part-time work at the casino.
Yeah, somebody's what we got, do. Somebody's got to put the hours in.
It's what we do. That's right.
No,
it's
the like, two of them, not me, of course.
No, you're good. You're good. That was a hard night for me, man. It's another. I did not do well this visit. I did great in New York and then lost half of it O'Hare. So I was like,
that's okay.
God.
You only lost half.
Right.
Don't go back there tonight.
No, I'm not. Oh, God,
okay,
no.
Fine.
No.
All right.
Not.
Good.
I got plans with Mommy in the morning, and then I leave in the evening, so...
So, the fact is you're coming back.
I'll be back in September.
And we're having a birthday party.
We need to have a blowout. We need to christen this place with a blowout.
This house needs a party.
Yeah.
This house has
I love the sound of that. This house needs a party.
It does need a party.
It's so official.
So we want to just invite everybody?
Yeah, everyone's invited.
Yeah, we'll
text,
let you know.
Text, call for the address, Viber message, whatever
yeah,
you need to
no
do.
One can sleep over, but, you
no,
know,
there's
you can
nowhere
come.
For anybody to sleep, but you know
I'm
what?
Well, I mean, you know.
You can visit. You can visit and then go home, get out, get
but
a hotel.
But they have to bring food.
Get a hotel.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you have a bar yet? Do you have a bar?
We don't
we'll
have alcohol.
Well, then bring alcohol. Fuck the food. Fuck the food. Bring
the
alcohol.
Oh, I think we have the Glava from England.
We do, and we have the King's Ginger, too.
And the King's Ginger. That we have. I think that's all we really need.
I don't think I've had that since you guys visited.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't have any now.
Yeah, I had a bad experience with that. I got a little wasted on the show. Remember one time I was drinking King's Ginger, and I hit the wall of drunkenness?
Yes, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I laid off of that because I like it too much, and that's when you know you gotta lay off.
That's when you know.
If you like
over.
It too much, you gotta lay off a little bit, you know. So yeah, oh, that's it. Bring all right. So bring a little food, but remember the booze.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And the weed. I'll even smoke.
I did the vape while I was in Niagara Falls.
Oh, what'd you think?
I loved it.
Oh, that's right.
It didn't smell. I felt like it didn't make the air smell.
But did you feel it right away?
No, it was very mellow. It was almost like an edible high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like very nice.
Yeah, It was what?
Insidious.
Nobody knows what that word means, though.
What does that word mean? Shut up.
Google it.
I can't, I'm recording. You Google it and
you
read
gotta
me
come
it.
See this recorder. It's so cute right now. It's very cute.
That
look, it's like it's never going to run out of tape. Either.
I know. I was looking to see if one got
oh,
bigger.
Oh, look how
and
cute. Side
out.
A. Aww.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Look
and
at
you
Sammy.
Can tell
I love that. Sammy in the background just making his presence known.
All right. So you guys know we're down to the one cat, and his
Wait,
name
buddy.
Is Sammy. He's
Sammy
been
Sabretooth.
Around forever.
I give the treats.
He's been really under furniture for the last 14 of his 15
yeah,
years.
I know. I've never seen this much of him.
And Sammy. He lives... he already had his snacks, by the way.
I did. I gave.
I know.
Oh,
he's lying to Deb right now.
Oh,
saying,
I know. I
she
know.
That
she,
don't forget
that
my
she
snacks.
Ties are so
cool.
Can I do it? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
But I'm always happy and grateful for the time we get to spend together, and I appreciate that you allowed me to be super selfish with you.
I know.
Did
we did
not share you at all.
I know. We just rolled ourselves in cotton and stayed away from everyone.
It was really cool. Kind of like a tampon.
like the sign. The sign for tampon. Yeah, it was nice. And we just had a amazing meal.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad. Like, I hope I didn't knock you off your fitness regime.
No, this was...
planned for it?
This was an okay meal. Like, I had the whole big plate of salad.
I know.
And then...
Just a few bites of cauliflower pizza. It wasn't loaded with cheese or anything.
I had one piece. Actually, she ate the rest of my first piece.
Okay.
And then I had the little corner.
You had like
I had like
one small piece of each.
Nah, she only took a few bites off your meatball.
I didn't. I had like three bites. Four bites.
That was good.
But
we had eggplant.
Yeah.
And you had a couple...
Those little tiny meatballs,
yeah.
Weird that I, you know what it.
I know. Here we go.
It's okay.
This is the great debate. I am Italian through and through, and I feel like there should not be onions in meatballs.
Totally understand.
Especially
that.
Not this week. I'm just saying.
Sorry, I was craving. You know what? It's your fault. I'm craving meatballs because you put that big bowl up.
I know, I put that as my cover photo, and I know everybody knows why.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just...
And I was craving meatballs really bad, so...
So we went to Anthony's Coal Fire.
Yeah, which, you know, it was delicious. I had the huge bowl of salad, little eggplant, little bit of little balls.
Eggplant was a stunner, though. That was good.
A little bit of a surprise. Really good. A little bit of a surprise.
See, you don't need mozzarella with everything.
You don't.
Yeah.
You absolutely don't.
It's really, really good.
And cauliflower pizza, and then Deb got a meat-laden pizza, which was absolutely
meatballs and sausage. Yeah, we had mushrooms. That's lame. Yeah. Could have been worse. What were we missing, though, really? What were we missing?
Nothing.
Salami.
Ricotta, mushrooms.
Yeah, you couldn't even see the crust.
No, you couldn't.
It was so good.
But
I tasted it.
But it wasn't the only thing. Like, we had dinner together last week here. We
went to Tijuana. That was fun.
We went to Tijuana for old time's sake.
That was good.
Was
yeah.
Was your food good?
All I remember eating was the dolphin. I didn't eat the bun. I didn't eat the fries.
I know.
And I didn't
eat
the coleslaw.
Sick.
I'm finally getting over it, but
yeah, you definitely
I did have, it. I don't know, I started, get, I lost my voice completely the last day in Niagara Falls, and,
it's from laughing until you hurt your
throat. I think it was, a day out with Shaney will do that to you.
Yeah. Tell everybody about the cat.
Oh, God, so I don't know if I went into it, but Shaney's a family friend forever.
Yeah.
She met my
That's
cousin.
All you need to know.
She met my cousin Greg in eighth grade, and they dated on and off, and now they've just remained very good friends, even though he's in California. She does the seasonal thing like Aunt Joanne. She spends
six months
in Florida, 6 months in Niagara Falls. She got homes in both places, and she's a little bit younger than me, so she does well, and she always manages to find a man that will support that lifestyle too. So I have to give her props on that. But anyways, she has had this cat. Delancey, who we call Lancey.
How did I not know the cat's name until right this second?
So she's had Lancey for 19 years, and the cat has been diabetic for 13 years, and she's very attached to it. And she decided to get it the travel papers to become a therapy cat, so she can take it on flights with her.
Yeah,
and I've known this because she's posted pictures of her taking the cat to the Kentucky Derby. And she bought it.
No, a hat. No.
Because you know how you got to wear the hat to the Derby, right?
Don't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. No. And then she has it wear sweaters when she goes to Niagara Falls because it's little. It's a very tiny cat. So she's very attached to this cat. So she gets it to become a service cat so she could take it on a plane with her. So she was very close with Aunt Joanne. She didn't go longer than like a month without phone calls to Aunt Joanne. Shaney, not the cat. So Shaney was very upset when she learned of Aunt Joanne's passing. We were on the phone the morning after I got the call. I called my mom. My mom was on the phone with me. And then she goes, oh, Denise, my cell phone's ringing. It's Shaney. And I said, put her on speaker. So then the three of us are having a conversation and we're crying, you know, about everything. Yeah. And then Shaney goes, oh, my God, Greg's calling me. And we're like, put him on speaker. So the four of us are having this crazy in-depth conversation. So
England, Coral Springs.
California. Boca Raton.
And Boca.
Right. Okay. So Shaney says, when are you guys leaving? And we said, me and my mother said, Sunday. And she said, okay, my ticket is for Tuesday, but I'm going to change it because I want to fly with you guys. And we'll all leave from Fort Lauderdale. And we're like, yes, okay, we'll see you at the gate. In Fort Lauderdale. Never makes any mention of the cat. I'm thinking she'll have somebody that takes care of it while she's gone.
Right.
No. She shows up at the gate on Sunday night with a Gucci pet carrier, completely unzipped, with the cat in it, who just lays there as mellow as can be. The cat just seems like it's on the best high ever, with its little paws right out the front, just looking at the peeps. And she's swinging it around. Like it's like a purse on her shoulder. She's got her carry-on on one arm, and she's got the cat on the other arm. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. We're traveling with this cat. So Gemma, God love her, because she thought I was going to have such a crappy flight on Norwegian from England to come to Florida.
Right.
And she felt really bad. So she got me and my mother the prime seats on Spirit, the front two, the big ones.
Perfect.
$250 seats on a regular, like, $80 round trip.
Oh, my God.
Right? So she gets us the big seats. And there's only two of those on each side of the plane.
Uh-huh.
Right? Shaney's in the third row where economy starts. So she's yelling back and forth at us. You all right? You guys okay? Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing this. This is so awful. I can't believe the reason we're doing this. And so finally, the guy behind me turns to Shaney and says,
do you want to switch seats? So she basically finagled her way into a $250 seat with her therapy cat. And now she is sitting in the seat behind us. So she's leaning forward. She's got her head between our seats. She's still got the cat on her lap. She's feeding it bits of cheese, bottled water. And then she goes, oh, the cat needs to go pee. And we're like, how does that happen? What do you mean? So she comes around because we have more leg room. We're in the front, right? She sets the cat carrier down. Cat stays in it, doesn't come out. Now she takes a plastic grocery bag and she opens it up on the floor and kind of like makes it nice and wide. And then she reaches in her bag, takes out a Ziploc, two handfuls of cat litter, okay? Before she even zips it up and puts it back in her bag, the cat steps out of the carrier, takes a sniff of the litter, buries his little ass in it, does a piddle, and then turns around and goes back in the carrier while she bags it up and hands it to the stewardess to throw out. I am like, I just want to be sure that everybody has seen this. So I made her send me a video of it because yeah. It's the funniest thing ever.
You're going to put the video on Facebook?
I should, because this little cat is just a stunner. Like, it's unbelievable how good she is.
I just want to know, like...
Did I tell you that on the way... Wait, this is great. She's on the way home. She stayed an extra 3 days in Niagara Falls. Yeah. So she flew Spirit back to Fort Lauderdale, right? So she goes, I never sleep on the plane because I always have the cat on my lap, right?
Okay.
She said, well, I think just from the emotions of the trip and everything, I was exhausted. She said, I fell asleep and I was sleeping so hard that when we landed, you know how you hit? She said, the cat carrier came off my lap onto my feet. The cat bolted. To the right to the front of the plane by the stewardesses. And Janie was like, I was in such a panic that I just like got my hands and went, Lancey, back in the house. And she just came right back and got back in the cat carrier.
Oh my God.
Like, this cat is so good. She's so good, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Like, seriously, Lancey, the traveling therapy cat.
Oh my God. All right, my next flight needs to be with her.
She needs to come wherever. She'll go anywhere, anytime, so that's good. That's good.
Good to know.
She really will.
You got to have a therapy dog.
I did when I flew to Atlanta in January. We had February, whatever it was.
You had a therapy dog? Yours?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope. I had a full-size golden retriever named Kelso.
Oh!
Sitting on my feet and in the rest of the row. Because he gets the whole, he just
Whose
gets
was
the
it?
Foot.
This Somebody couple. Somebody, a passenger? Like some other passenger?
Yeah, this other
was in
couple.
Your row.
Yeah. Wow. So a husband and wife and the dog, but the dog needed the room, so the wife took whatever seat was open down the rest of the plane somewhere, wherever there was an open seat, so the dog could have more leg room.
Wow.
And he sat on the floor, and it was the most Sweet. Calm flight
yeah.
I have ever been
I know,
on.
There's something about it. Every
so
time
we
she
talked
went to
about
the bathroom,
it.
She passed the cat over the seat on my lap.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, oh, my God, I can't stop. I just can't stop petting this cat. Mom, seriously, pet this cat, pet this cat, pet this cat.
I'm going to look up a picture while we talk
of
about
of the cat?
Of Kelso.
That's a great name. I might
so
have to use that if we ever get another
I know,
pet.
And I said, Kelso, like, yes. That's what they were like,
it's like
yeah.
that 70s show, Kelso?
Yep.
Shut up.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, God. We just did, like, all 10 seasons of that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
It was good.
It's a good show.
It is.
Is it February? Oh, here he is. Look.
Oh,
he is.
Oh,
look,
he
boy.
Is sweet. No,
and
I would be totally okay with that.
And that's my foot. He's sleeping on my
on
foot.
On your foot.
Yep. And I was completely 100% fine.
I would totally be all right with it.
He's so beautiful.
It's ridiculous.
So, unfortunately for me, but fortunately for other people in the world who love to travel, I have 4 work travel trips this year. I've 2 behind me already. 2
2
more
down, to 2 to go.
And
where are the next 2?
I'm going to Chicago the end of April.
Oh,
and
again. Okay, but not in the winter, so that's okay.
Right. And that's why. And
okay.
I'm looking forward to that one because
right.
I want to go back. And
are you going on that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Because it's birthday weekend.
Oh, excellent. A little Ed DeBivix.
And then Scottsdale... Scottsdale, Arizona,
right,
come back.
Right before I get
in.
In
September.
Okay.
So what I had proposed was that, because, you know, Deb wants a dog. Of
right.
course, nonstop. So I proposed that I get a therapy dog, but, like, only for when I travel.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't live here.
Oh.
Yeah, like
what
rent a therapy.
What good does that do to me?
And what good does that do for you?
Well, because then I just have the animal when I travel.
Well, he won't know you. Like, it won't be good.
You know what? Kelso did not know me at all.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't yours.
Yeah, but he made me very happy.
He was theirs. He was there for them.
He was sleeping on my foot.
It doesn't matter. He was still theirs.
You could make Sammy a therapy cat.
That you probably could.
Awesome.
He would just talk to you constantly.
The whole trip. You heard him throughout this whole podcast.
I think that people would not enjoy that as much as... I think people would enjoy a talking cat on a flight the exact same amount they enjoy a crying child.
But think about it.
I don't know. Bruce...
seatmates will move.
Right. Bruce seems to say words.
His breath is awful. They will move.
Sammy. So is Bruce. Bruce is the same way. And he... when he meows, when he wants something, he's demanding meow. It's so cocky that it comes out like hello, like when someone's being
hello.
An asshole. Hello. Hello. I guess his meow is like arrow. And it's like that's exactly what it is. Gemma and I are constantly looking at each other like, there it is again. It's like he's saying hello, like he's being a dick. It's like amazing. He's being a dick and we think it's so funny. Yeah, but you can't get him, you can't record it. Like when he knows you're recording it. He won't do it.
Because he's a dick.
Because he's a dick.
Because he's a dick, it won't happen.
He's so awful.
Oh, my God.
He's got his own following on Instagram.
No.
Anything I post, maybe 8 likes, 12 likes. A picture of Bruce, 15, 20, 30 likes, 40 views. Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Poor Ollie.
Well, Ollie gets him, too. Anything with a cat gets, like, you know, gets...
Well, and you know why, Denise?
And food.
Pussy gets likes.
I know.
Just saying.
Used to be food. Nobody gives a shit anymore.
Nope, just
puss. Everybody's
on
a fucking diet. It's all about puss. Exactly. Exactly.
I would like a pussy if I saw it on Instagram. I'm just saying.
Hashtag puss. You never know what's going to come up. Google that. No, don't Google it.
No.
I know. So now, instead of like, you know, how you always come up with little words for your nether region...
Oh, is there a new one?
You know, like, well, we've decided to use cucciadotti.
Oh, no!
Yeah, because it's Italian. Oh. And it's got the word cucci in it already. So my cousin's kids are so little. And they make cookies with their grandmother.
I have a puss question.
Okay.
I do. So, you know, I'm going through this transformation, this weight loss situation. When does the fupa go down? Like, I've lost weight. I've lost inches everywhere. Not that I've measured the fupa. Although now that I said that out loud, I think I'm going to need to measure the fupa.
I don't know.
Like
because you know what? I have a friend that had their fupa surgically removed.
I'm going to have to. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm like, all
then
of
what
this,
do you do with it? Do you save it? Do you give it away? Do you ever get to see it? Use it as a merkin. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine the doctor being like, and here's your fupa. It's in formaldehyde. Bring it home if you shall.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, like we got the whole
the fat bags, right?
And now I've got the leg bags, the leg fat bags on the thighs and shit. And somehow I'm becoming to have a waist. I mean, all these things that I've never owned before, I have. But the fupa, I feel like the fupa is like not really.
You should get the letters fupa, F-U-P-A, tattooed on it. And then that would be a judge of the weight loss because it would go, it would look like drips. You should get it done like that.
I am having a flashback to when I was in Austin and saying I was going to have Leah Delaria's face tattooed on my fupa.
Did you say that to? Like you said that out loud to someone?
And it wasn't to me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
was it to a coworker?
Yeah, it might have been.
Overshare.
I think I'm going to have to, like, find out how that went. I know.
How what went?
What happened? Where that conversation ended?
It ended with your coworker walking away making the crazy sign. I can tell you how that ended.
No, I remember him saying... She did not just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how that ended then.
So, but I want to know how it started.
Oh.
That's where it, like, where did it become?
Yeah, because that's even creepier. Were you whining about your fupa to a man?
No, I don't even, it, yeah, more on that in September.
We'll follow up. We'll remind you.
Well, we have to follow up on that.
And also, funny. I will measure the fupa and have updates on that along the way as well, just in case.
Oh my God!
That's
all right.
Do you measure the fupa? Like left to right, up to down? Do you include the hip, or do you just go in between the V of the legs?
I'm gonna say
lift the belly. Okay.
Yeah, top to bottom.
Okay, good. Done.
Top to bottom.
All right.
And then like, wow.
Because you need the girth of it, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's a shame
you can't just weigh that separately.
Yeah, I would love to weigh it. Are you kidding me right now?
If you have it removed, you can then weigh it.
Oh, right. Oh, doctor, before you put that away.
Spoken like a butcher.
Before you put that away, could you just gently set that on the scale for me? What'd you say? 16 pounds. That's only 13 kilos.
That'll be between me and my goal. That's it. What'll keep me from reaching goal in my fupa.
Oh, shit. No.
All right, and that we're going to say goodnight.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out saying, meatballs don't have onions.
Meatballs don't have onions.
That's it. All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye, you guys. Hey, it's Denise. Just really quick, once again, I just want to thank everybody for contacting me, whether it was through Facebook or text messages or Viber messages, and letting me know that I was on their mind with the passing of Aunt Joanne. A big loss for us, but we're going to be okay. Anyways, I wanted to close out this podcast on her favorite song, something very few people knew, but she did love the song Love Is in the Air. So here we go. So long. Bye.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when every sight and every sound.